You know, I might as well get this one out of the way before we go to Miles O'Brien, because he'll class up the joint. Remember the Oklahoma judge who was, he was found guilty of using a, it was a sex device in his courtroom. He was on the bench in his robe, and now he's been disbarred. On Tuesday, the Oklahoma Supreme Court, in a moment of clarity, disbarred this former judge who served prison time for using a device while presiding over trials.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
Thank you, Your Honor. Appreciate that very much. The actual sound. What's amazing is that they're talking about this bailout on Capitol Hill. One of the suggestions, and very strong suggestions, is they need to have judges oversee part of this. I'm thinking they're apparently really busy with other things anyway. It was Judge Donald Thompson, now appearing at a theater near you, apparently. At any rate, on to some more quality stuff. Miles O'Brien is here. I always manage to give Miles something awkward to follow here. It's like following kids and pets on stage. Good morning, Miles, from CNN.
You know, it kind of gives new meaning to the term "all rise."
Nicely done. See, if you were still doing that morning show on CNN, you could have thrown that in there and just, Soledad O'Brien or somebody else would have just been on the floor, and you would have been dominant for the rest of the day.
Which is why I'm sitting in my office.
That explains
morning
it.
Show.
Available to talk to us.
Yes.
All right, let me ask you about this. Tuesday night here in Southern California, people thought, ooh, what was that? Because they had a couple of rockets blasting off into space from Vandenberg, which is always cool to watch, but you always kind of have that start. If you watch too much of, what was the show that was on CBS last year? Jericho, you know, where we're launching things at the bad guys middle of the night. It does get your attention, but I'm always excited when there's some space news to talk about because it gets people back into the space program, and you and I both love that and know that it's important to education and future economy and all of that. So we've got a lot of space news, not just the Department of Defense launching some things to upgrade capability, but this week the Chinese are going to do their first spacewalk. They have such a huge program going on over there. This at a time when we're trying to figure things out in Washington. We got a shuttle launch coming up on, the 8th of October. So there's a lot of space news that will be happening. And I wanted you to give us some up-to-the-minute clarity on all this so we can be encouraged and excited.
Well, you know, it's interesting. The Chinese program, I don't know what to think about it. They have 200,000 people. 200,000 people. I mean, they do things big. And they think long-term. And they want to have a space station. They'd like to have a full-time colony on the moon. But in the course of 6 years, they're now just on their third flight, and what they're doing on their third flight is something we and the Russians did 43 years ago. So, and they do it, frankly, their rocket is pretty much a Russian knockoff. So,
well, that's got to give them pause. They've had some issues with the return of the Soyuz capsules, where they land real hard 260 miles away from where they're supposed to land.
Yeah, I think they've solved that one. They've
hope so.
It's an exploding bolt issue, let's hope. But, I mean, the bottom line is the Soyuz is a pretty reliable thing. But, you know, on the one hand, I wonder why they don't go a little faster, because all they have to do is decree it and it will happen. And the other hand, I don't see them pushing technology here. It's clearly this is about public relations. But what's interesting about it, it's also a military secretive program. And so I've tried repeatedly to get permission to go cover one of these launches. They won't let me be there. You know, they announced it as a fait accompli, like back in the old days of the Soviet Union.
Now, do they run that out of the Beijing neighborhood? I'm going to be there in November. Is there any place I ought to go knock on the door and see if they'll let me in?
Actually, I'll connect you with, do you know Leroy Chow? He's an astronaut.
I know the name, but yeah, we should talk. Yeah. Let's have your people call my people, because that may be something worth doing.
I'll connect you with him, because he can help you meet some of these guys.
Good.
Matter of fact, I'll come with you. That'd be fun.
Well, and I'll tell my son he's off the trip. You're coming along. Okay, good. All right. Just kidding, Brandon.
I'm dying to hear about all this.
But this is an amazing thing because, again, the lesson here is they are going gaga over space like we did in the 1960s, which got us to a lot of places where no man or woman had gone before. China has captured the imagination of students, young people wanting to become scientists, engineers, the whole bunch. They're into it big time, hundreds of thousands of new students. This at a time when we have the election process going on, budget problems big time in Washington. You're going to have bureaucrats saying we can or can't afford it and probably can't afford a lot of this, and they want to spend money on education. These are trying times for the American space program. We've got to go back to the moon in coming years if we can afford it and spend the money right on it. And this October launch of the shuttle, people don't realize yet how much of a concern this could be. I mean, it should be. We trust everything to be fine, but this is the first time that they've actually got a backup plan and another shuttle ready to launch just in case. Tell us about that.
Yeah, well, you know, this will be an interesting mission. It's kind of a wistful mission for NASA because it's the last repair mission to the Hubble Space Telescope. And, you know, the first mission to repair Hubble, if you remember it back in 1993 when it couldn't see straight, was a dramatic mission which in many respects kind of saved NASA and they were right on the cusp of voting in Congress on the space station. It was a successful mission. The space station was passed, and a lot of history unfolded as a result of that. So this is like the bookend to that. Goodbye, Hubble. We'll fix it up one more time, and off it goes. Now, what you have to remember is we're going to run out of shuttle missions by the end of 2010. They're retiring the shuttle. We don't have the money to fly it any further right now. Our ride to space is the Russians.
Oops. The Russians, yeah. We're getting along with them so well right now, too. There's the other rub.
Swimmingly. And in order, and here's the interesting thing. In order for us to buy those seats at to the tune of about $30 or $40 million a pop, in order for us to buy those seats, we need to get a special waiver on the nuclear nonproliferation laws, which make it difficult for us to give money to countries which might be spreading nuclear weapons throughout the planet. So as a result, there's a law which makes it difficult. So Congress has to give NASA a waiver to buy the seats, and Congress is not in the mood to do that. And so it's very likely they could say no. And then what happens? We're going to be grounded for who knows how many years until we build this next vehicle, which also is poorly funded. So you're right.
Mm-hmm.
Bottom line is we have a short-sighted system. Our system is designed to respond to crises. It's just like this financial crisis. We saw this thing coming. There were a lot of smart people.
Yeah, this is not a big surprise, and there's been some push on Capitol Hill saying extend the shuttle program until we figure all this out and get past some of these stresses.
And they're not going to give them the money. They're not giving them the money to do it.
Is there a possibility that another country, China, playing the part of the old Soviet Union this time around, for example, gets back to lunar surface before we do?
You bet. I put a lot of money on that.
Because the new Air and Space magazine, I just got it this week from the Smithsonian, and the big cover story is which of our people will be next on the moon, and there may be the first woman on the moon and all of this, and that would be very, very exciting. But the point is, there's a lot of years between then and now, and other nations are really getting better focus on this than we are.
Yeah, they'll probably have a sneaker factory up there by then.
So the point is, Miles O'Brien, people want to know why does it matter? And just to wrap up here, when they say, why does this matter to me? Sure seems like we're spending a lot of money. Can't we just have that and play with that money at our house?
Well, you know, we're talking about $17 billion. Now, that's the NASA budget for a year. We all know now how much $17 billion is. We just collectively wrote a check for $700 billion to bail out a bunch of Wall Street tycoons who've been fleecing us.
Yeah.
$17 billion. I would submit to you that $17 billion is about the best $17 billion that the U.S. government spends. As far as its bang for the buck, the amount of education value, technological value, our competitiveness. It's less than a drop in the bucket, Mark. I know you know that, and I'm ranting once again. I'm sorry.
Ranting is good. We like that. Plus, you got the line of the morning with the All Rise comment, so we'll send you a plaque.
Sure.
All right, thanks. Back to work. Appreciate it.
All right, see you. Bye-bye.
Miles O'Brien at CNN.